When I speak about the Holy Spirit, I feel truly an inner joy in my heart, and I feel truly, if we can say, I know theologically is not correct, we are very lucky that we acknowledge the Holy Spirit who guides us in the royal way to have the experience of the heavenly life. The topic is concerning the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. At first, I want to clarify the word fear. What is the meaning of fear? Why God created us? Does God created me to be afraid of Him? What do you believe? Why? It is not even said for us, but even for the Lord Jesus Christ, that He had the spirit of the fear. What is the meaning of the fear of the Lord? Are we worshiping God in fear or with love? With what? Both? If there is a contradiction between fear and love, or they are in the same way and integral, and they complete each one. I want to clarify, sometimes we say the fear of God, and it is not correct. In all the Bible, we never find in the true translation or the correct translation the fear of God. It is the fear of the Lord. What is the difference between Lord and God? Who knows? What is the difference between Lord and God? Is there after eating you are sleeping? What is the difference between Lord and God? In Hebrew, there are many words concerning God. Among these names, there is the name which is called Jehovah, and the other called Adonai. As we heard about God the Almighty, the Pantocrator, we usually say Adonai. God is the Creator. God is the Almighty. God is ruling the world. He is called Adonai. When the Bible speaks of God who is dwelling among His people, He is Jehovah. Then the word Jehovah means God He who is dwelling among His people, or God who is dwelling in your heart and in my heart. And there is a difference between the two. Adonai, God the Almighty, who has power, He is the source of power, source of authority, and so on. When we speak about God, the Jehovah, it means a loving God who is dwelling in my heart, whom I love, and I am in fellowship with Him. I have unity with Him. Therefore, when you read in the Old or in the New Testament about fear, the fear concerning children of God, you never find fear of God. In Arabic, مخافة الله مش صح. هي مخافة الرب. The fear of the Lord, the fear of Jehovah. There is a difference between I am afraid of God as the Almighty One, and I am in trembling, and between He is my Father, and I have the fear of the Lord because He is my Father. I don't want to enter or to make Him or shy of me, or there is any problems in the relation between me and between God. Therefore, I hope when we speak, especially among our brothers or sisters, the young people, when we speak about the fear, we never say fear of God. We say fear of the Lord, because we are not afraid of Him as He is Almighty. We are truly love Him. Therefore, we are afraid that we do something wrong or we haven't His own will as our own will. Now I want to speak about the spirit of knowledge. I want to ask a question. When man starts to be longing for knowledge, when the person starts to be longing for knowledge, at what age? When you start, you want to know many things. At what age? 5, 6? I heard some people brought a baby who was just born, and they brought after he tasted the milk of his mother twice, they brought some milk in a cotton. And while he was sleeping, they put two cottons. One had the milk of his mother, the other has another milk. While he was sleeping, he changed his face towards the milk of his mother. Then they said, perhaps by chance, they changed the two cottons, and they found he changed his face towards the milk of his mother, although he was sleeping. And they tried many times. They discovered when he tasted the milk of his mother just twice, he acknowledged his mother, and by smelling, he wanted to be attracted to the milk of his mother. Then when we start to be ready to receive acknowledge from our birth, perhaps before our birth, when we are in the womb of our mothers, because God created man to be desirable to know more and more. Not only from our birth, but even in eternity. We can say, we have perfect knowledge, we acknowledge everything concerning God, then we are not in need to increase our knowledge. If it is, then we will say about heaven, it is boring, because we know everything about God. Every time we are looking to God, we see him as if the first time we see him. Therefore, we will be inflamed with love. We want to know more and more about the mysteries of God. Then, in fact, knowledge starts with our creation, and it will not be ended even in eternal life. In the epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4. St. Paul speaks about God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What is the relationship between salvation and knowledge of truth? We cannot separate between salvation and the knowledge. Why? Because in fact, what is the meaning of salvation? It is just to be saved from our sins? No. It is the first stage. But more than that, our salvation means to be in fellowship with Christ, to be united with the Father, to attain the Holy Spirit, who is called the Spirit of knowledge within us. Therefore, salvation, in fact, is more and more broad than just forgiveness of sins. When I have the experience of salvation, in fact, I am growing up in my knowledge, and until at what end? Endless, without any end. Every time, every day, I feel I have a new knowledge, I have a new experience, I hear the words of God who is saying that he made everything new to us, as in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5. He said, "Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" This is, in fact, the voice of God, the divine voice in my heart. Every day I never feel boring. I am rejoicing because I hear the voice of my God saying to me, "Don't worry, I make all things new." Every day you have a new experience, you have a new knowledge. In the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 3, and in the book of Chronicles, the first one, chapter 7, 14, the two persons who were establishing the tabernacle of God and the temple of God, it is said about them, God filled them with the spirit of understanding, spirit of wisdom, and we heard about wisdom from His Grace Amber David and this and Amber Suriel and the spirit of knowledge. What is the meaning of spirit of knowledge? I remember the words of Saint Clement of Alexandria. Saint Clement says his very famous statement, "Do you want to be an icon of God?" I think all of us. Do you want to be an icon of God? Do you want to be His image? There is one way. You have to discover your own self. When you know yourself, you will know God who is dwelling in your heart. When you know your God who is dwelling in your heart, you will be in His likeness. Then we can say, through knowledge, when I discover my own self, when I discover my Lord who is dwelling in my heart, I discover that I am the tabernacle of God. And through the knowledge, I can, by the work of the Holy Spirit, establish the temple of God within me. Therefore, I feel very happy that I am here in this world. I am the tabernacle of God. I am the temple of God. God is dwelling in my heart. Also, Solomon, when God asked him to ask anything, he never asked richness or power or might or anything of this world. He only asked wisdom and knowledge. And he became a wise king. And in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6, it is said also that the knowledge is preserved in the mouth of the priest. We are called kings and priests. God wants you to have an authority. Don't say, "Oh, I am a human being, I am a young person, I am an emotional, I have no authority in my thoughts, how can I control my senses, how can I control my feelings, inner feelings, how can I control my heart," and so all these things. God, in fact, created us to be kings and have dominion and have authority on our wills, on our thoughts, on our senses, on our feelings, and we are proud of this authority. When I say I am a sinful person, I am very weak, I am so on, it is shameful to my Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me and He created me as a king. If I want to be a king, I have to receive the spirit of knowledge like Solomon. Then I live here in this world as a king, and even in the world to come, I will be the queen who is sitting on the right hand of God. Also in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 6, it is said that we became kings and priests to God his Father. Do you believe that you are a priest? What is the meaning of priest? To come and to celebrate the mass, or to baptize somebody, someone, or to make marriage for a couple of people? No. Priesthood means your heart is opened, you carry all mankind in your heart, you pray for everyone, and you feel it is my responsibility to work very hard and to pray for the salvation of all mankind. I felt very happy when His Grace Ambassadorial was speaking about our responsibilities as young people here in the United States or in Australia or in any other country. What about our role for the salvation of others? Do we feel that truly we are the priests of God, and it is our job, it is our role, it is our responsibility to carry every person and to present him or her in the presence of God and feel truly I live here in this world for the edification of the kingdom of God, and it is my role to work hard and to do all my best for the salvation of men or not. Also, in the book which is called Sirach, Ibn Sirach, chapter 1, verse 17, it is said, the fear of the Lord is to worship God through knowledge. I can't imagine a person is worshiping God without knowledge. Like somebody giving some hymns, and when you ask him, what are you doing? He says, oh, I memorize this hymn. Do you understand it? No, you are not worshiping God. It is not from me, it is the words of Sirach. That this is the fear of the Lord, that we worship Him through knowledge. And St. Paul, in his epistle to Corinthians, chapter 14, he said, we worship God in mind and in spirit, in mind, through mind. I can't pray without understanding what I am praying. I can't read the Bible just as a custom or a habit. No. I am reading the Bible because I want to acknowledge my Lord Jesus Christ and to acknowledge His mysteries and to have special place in the bosom of the Father and to receive the Holy Spirit. And then I am proud of the work of the Holy Trinity in my life. And this is the real worshiping God. Then through knowledge we know how to worship God. I never forget once when I was in a church and a person asked the priest, why you do so and so in the mass or in the liturgy of the Eucharist? Then this priest unfortunately said to him, oh, it is a tradition. He said, what do you mean by tradition? He said to him, it means that we cannot understand it. Then this young person became very nervous. I took him and said, oh, perhaps Abuna is very tired, but we never worship God without understanding. How? How can I say to any person, I do not know or I do not understand what I am worshiping? Doing in the liturgy or in my private room while I am worshiping God or in any communal or church service. God created us men, sorry, not animals. God created us and we are rational. He wants us to understand everything, even what is supernatural. He sanctifies our minds and our understanding so that we may understand what we are doing, especially in worshiping Him. At last, I want to tell you something. Do you want to taste heaven, the heavenly life? There is no other way except to receive the spirit of knowledge. San John Saba, which we call in Arabic is Sheikh al-Ruhani, the spiritual elder, in literal translation. He said, when we speak about heaven, we are speaking about the knowledge of God. Saint John Saba, his experience, that when he had a new knowledge and practical knowledge with God, he was in heaven itself. In heaven, we haven't any other job except praising God and acknowledging Him. There is no time, I know, in heaven, but every time we are looking to God, we say, oh, how great, how wonderful is God. It is the first time I see Him. It is a new knowledge for me. Therefore, do you want to taste heaven? It is not just to read the Bible as a habit. No, we have to open it and to ask Him, can you reveal your mysteries to me? Origen, in the second century, used to read the Bible, and he truly was involved in the Bible. He memorized all the New and Old Testament on his heart while he was 18 years old. And he became the dean of the School of Alexandria at that time. And I can speak about Origen because he had many, many things concerning the Bible. Once he prayed and said to God, I can't imagine that I will see something more than what I see in the Bible in heaven. He couldn't imagine that in heaven he will receive more glory than the glory which he received while he was reading the Bible. Do you have the same experience? When you read the Bible, you feel you are in heaven itself. And you say, what can I attain or receive in heaven more than what I receive while I am reading the Bible? We are in need, in fact, to taste the sweetness of knowledge when we are enjoying the Bible, when we are worshiping God, when we are doing anything in this world. Knowledge is the royal way to enjoy heaven while we are here in the body. At last, I want to distinguish between two terms concerned of knowledge. You know, there are some group or called Gnosticism or Gnostics. In Greek, Gnosis means knowledge, and the Gnostics, those who believe that through knowledge, through their minds, they can be saved without the grace of God. They said we are not in need of the help of God. It is by our minds we can receive heaven, we can attain everything, we can know God and all His mysteries. And it is a heresy, and the church was against it. What is the reaction in the world? In the second century, Tertullian said, there is an enmity between knowledge and faith, between philosophy and faith, between the philosophers and the believers. There is no relationship between knowledge and between faith, or between the schools of philosophy and the church. On the other side, in Alexandria, St. Clement of Alexandria says, oh, knowledge is the royal way to attain faith. When we read the Bible, especially in the epistles of St. Paul, you see how many times he was speaking about knowledge as a divine gift from God. Knowledge is very important for us. It is said that Clement make a kind of marriage separation between knowledge and faith. And he was the first writer in all the world, the Christian writer, who make a reconciliation between philosophy and faith, and between knowledge and faith in Christ. I hope that all of us truly enjoy the spirit of knowledge as a royal way to have the experience of the eternal life, the heavenly life, and to truly enjoy the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who came specially for every one of us to reveal the secrets of the Father, because he told us about the heavenly and divine mysteries. Glory be to God. Amen.